Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, 4:3, and we continue to discuss the functioning of a Sanhedrin Kakatan, a 23-person Sanhedrin. And here we talk about how it's physically arranged. It says, Sanhedrin Haisa Kachatzi Goran Agula. The way in which the 23 Dayanim were sitting for such a Din Torah was in a half circle. They would sit on stools, a half circle, with the senior person in the middle, as you said yesterday, and then, on either side of him, the lesser, and going lesser, until the number 22 and 23 were sitting on the far extremes, on the edge of the semicircle. The actual words of the Mishnah refer to a chatzi goren, agula. A goren is like a threshing floor with the, like an ox would walk in a circle, pulling like a board that would thresh the wheat to separate the seeds from their chaff. So the kernels. So the point is that's like a big open circular area, and here we're talking about being half of that. So it's a semicircle. Now the reason is the reason why is the Mishnah says is Kadesh you roen zedze, so that everybody could see everybody. Ushne sofrei hadayanin omdin lifneim. There were two other people in addition that were basically stenographers. They were people, secretaries, who would write down everything that was said in the court. There were two of them. Echad miyamin ve'echad mismol. They would sit on the far extremes, one to the right, one to the left. V'kos ven divrei hamazkir, divrei hamezakin v'divrei hamechayven. They would write down the arguments that were made regarding innocence and guilt. Remember, this is for a capital case, for punishing them for execution. Now, the way the Baruch Tanura learns, like the Rambam, one of the two court stenographers would write down all the arguments in support of exoneration, innocence, and the other one would write down the arguments for the sake of finding him guilty. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shlosha. Rabbi Yehuda says he wants a third person, so there are a total of three court stenographers. Echad Kosev Divrei HaMezakin. One writes down the arguments for innocence. Ve'echad Kosev Divrei HaMechayven. And the second writes down the ones for guilty. Vashlishi, that third one, Kosev Divrei HaMezakin v'Divrei HaMechayven, he writes down both of them, but meaning it's on everything, both the arguments for and against. Now, the way that the Baruch Tanura learns, it's so there's, so to speak, like our two witnesses, two copies of what arguments for and two against. The way the Rashi learns, it's more like an issue of kind of like error correction. So according to Rashi, essentially, the Tanakhama holds that both of the, there are only two, and both of them write down everything, so they can compare one another, so no errors could creep in. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, no, add a third, so that there's less burden on each of the stenographers. Two of them can write just on one, do a better job of just having to focus on the arguments, one pro and one against. And then the third one would write down both things, like sort of error correction. But the Rambam would learn, like the Baruch Tanura would learn, like the Rambam, that no, there is indeed, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one person writing down both, and the other two is writing individually. But if there's just two, and this is the halacha, so this is the halacha of lemaisa, I guess, like the Rambam, there are two stenographers. One just writes down innocent, one just writes down the arguments for finding guilty.